On Tzadik Aleph, when I look about 10 lines from the top, the Gemara is commenting on a pasuk in Yeshaya. That chapter in Yeshaya is a nevuah about the Bias HaMashiach. So the pasuk describes the Melech HaMashiach Zlamarbe HaMishra L'Sholam in Kates. And in the Tanakh, normally a mem, that it, a mem has two forms. Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof. The Gemara says in the first daf in Megillah, Mansapach are the five letters that have two shapes, depending whether the letter appears in the middle of the word or the end of the word. So the letter Mem in the middle of the word is supposed to be a Mem Psucha open on the bottom, and this place in Tanakh it appears as a Mem Stuma. So the Gemara has a drasha on that, how come the Mem is Stuma? So the Gemara has a tradition that is an allusion to the fact that Sancheirif came with all of his soldiers, with all of his armies, and the Gemara makes a cheshbon over 2 million soldiers. He came. When I was about 10 lines from the top, the Gemara is commenting on a pasuk in Yeshaya. That chapter in Yeshaya is a nevuah about the Bias HaMashiach. So the pasuk describes the Melech HaMashiach Zlamarbe HaMishra L'Sholam in Kates. And in the Tanakh, normally a mem, that it, a mem has two forms. Mem Nun Tzadik Pei Chof. The Gemara says in the first daf in Megillah, Mansapach are the five letters that have two shapes, depending whether the letter appears in the middle of the word or the end of the word. So the letter Mem in the middle of the word is supposed to be a Mem Psucha open on the bottom, and this place in Tanakh it appears as a Mem Stuma. So the Gemara has a drasha on that, how come the Mem is Stuma? So the Gemara has a tradition that is an allusion to the fact that Sancheirif came with all of his soldiers, with all of his armies, and the Gemara makes a cheshbon over 2 million soldiers. He came on Ashiya soldiers, but the pasuk says 185,000 generals, 185,000 captains were killed. And on Ashiya, foot soldiers. So the Gemara says that there was a gewaltige, the pasuk says there was a gewaltige nes, and the next morning everybody was dead. Pigorimes, they all dropped dead. A nes men ha-shamayim. So Chizkiyah Melech should have recited Shira on that occasion. The Gemara says, Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is a famous Haggadah that we already discussed a little bit. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lasa Chizkiyah Mashiach, is Sancheirif, Gog u'Magog. The Nebuah says that it's going to take place in Melchemes Gog u'Magog prior the Bias HaMashiach. So this was a Moiridike, this was going to be a Gevaldig in Melchama. This Sancheirif came to wipe out Eretz Yisrael. So the Baruch Shalom was going to say, okay, Mevet Yoitzeh Zayn Melchemes Gog u'Magog with Sancheirif is Melchama, and we're going to make Chizkiyah HaMelech as the Melech HaMashiach. That's the simple translation of the Gemara. We spoke about this a couple of weeks ago, because mentioned the Gemara has in the end of Maseches Rosh Hashanah, the first Perek in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud, the Gemara has a tradition that the world is going to last for 6,000 years. Shisaf and Shnin Havayalma, and then it's going to be Chad Chorev, and that's going to be Nizgur Hashem Levadai, or Yom Ahu. During that 1,000 years, that was the top of Tzadik Beis and Abeis, and what was quoting the Torah of Be'el Yo, that during that 1,000 years, the whole world is going to be in a state of Chud. So the Maharsho is bothered with Akash and Mechidush Shergod. I don't remember if it's in Rosh Hashanah or in Avodah Zarah. It's not here. And one of the other Mesichtas, the Mashiach affect Akash, how can it be Chizkiyah is going to be the Melech HaMashiach if the plan was that the first 2,000 years is Tohu, the next 2,000 years is Torah, and only the last 2,000 years is Yemos HaMashiach, means the possibility of Mashiach coming. You mentioned the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud has a brisa that was written by the Tanoim before the year 240. Year 240 in the common era corresponds to the year 4000 of the Bria Sodom, the way we make the Cheshmah. So the Brisa says, the Tanaim and the Brisa warned Yidden that they shouldn't buy real estate in Chutzlots because you can fall in, you can lose your pants. because Mashiach cannot come in any day after the year 240, and then they're gonna, then when Mashiach comes, we'll all be running to Eretz Yisrael, and the guy will give you a nickel for your real estate, so you'll spend a fortune of money, and it'll be worthless. So the Tanoim who wrote this brisa before the year 240, right? He better not invest in real estate in Chutz Lot. So the Mashiach effect Akasha, how can it be Chizkiyahu is going to be the Melech HaMashiach if the plan was that Mashiach has to come in the last 2,000 years? And that was exactly Yerushalmi quotes that the other Tanoim didn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. He thought he supported Bar Kochba's candidacy as the Melech HaMashiach. That's why he called him Bar Kochba, Baruch Kochba Yankov. He thought he was going to turn out to be the Melech HaMashiach. So the other Tanoim said, you can't be. Yalo Asav Mochayach, but dying by the Dovid Lepo. It's not going to happen. You're going to die. Because Rabbi Akiva lived way before, he lived 100 years before that. Rabbi Akiva lived around 70 years after the Churban Bayis Sheni. So he thought it was going to be 70 years like the Churban Bayis Rishon and Binyan Bayis Sheni. It's going to be another 70 years between the Churban Bayis Sheni and Binyan Bayis Shlishi. Mashiach is going to come in 65 years. And that's why he thought, that's when Bar Kochba was ruling Eretz Yisrael for the 2.5 years. So the Yerushalmi says that the other Tanaim told Rabbi Akiva, can't be, Mashiach is not going to come till after the year 240, it's Adnai Vahigia Hazman. So the Mashiach asks, how can it be that Bikish Las is Chizkiyahu, Melech HaMashiach, that's against the plan, just like the Tanaim told Rabbi Akiva that it can't be, so it can't be Chizkiyahu Melech. So the Mashiach said, the Baruch Shalom is prepared to change his mind. Baruch Shalom is prepared to change his mind.
Maybe
it's a Yeah, I don't know. That's how the Mashiach interprets over here also. The Gemara, these Dafim, the Gemara quotes Keseda Psukim. The Gemara quotes a lot of Psukim. So the Gemara quotes a Pasuk that says, a Pasuk in Yishayah, in chapter Chav Dalet in Yishayah, Kaparot Mira Shamayinu, Tzvilat Tzadik. So the Pasuk says, Razi Li, Razi Li, Oili, Oili, Ad Masai. How does it say? Right there. Ad Bogdim. Bogdim, 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 Begit, Bogdim, Shai. This is all a Pasuk in Yishayah. So the Gemara says, Razi Li, Razi Li, the Rabban Shalom says it's a secret. Well, what is the secret exactly? Well, it's a double secret, Razi Li, Razi Li. So the Mashiach says, the Inyan that's listed, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't explain to us, is why did he have a Havmin in the first place to make his Kiyo HaMelech, the Melech HaMashiach, that's against the plan? The Rabban Shalom says, Razi Li, he can't explain to us the Sod, why he had a Havamina. And then he changed his mind, because Chizkiyahu HaMelech didn't say Shira, so he changed his mind. The Knapparts, Mira Shamayin, other people said Shira. So they said Shira, Bimkim Chizkiyahu. That's also Razi Li. If you had Mekor Mikasov, Lebesot Mikasov, if there was a Havmin to make Chizkiyahu HaMelech HaMashiach, so why did he change his mind just because he didn't say Shira? So that's what the Mashiach interprets in the Gemara. That's the double secret. The Razi Li, Razi Li, it's a Raz. Why there was a Havmin in the first place? And the Ruz, why the Maskana was that he changed his mind. We don't really understand. That's how the Mashiach interprets. I saw there's a Sefer Ben Yehoyada by the author of the Ben Ish Chai on Agaritis and the Gemara. He has a lot of Kabbalah. Has a lot of Kabbalah that I don't understand at all. But that this, on this Gemara he has a Psalder Chapshat. He claims that was never the Habamina. Bikesh HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lasses Chizkiyahu. Mashiach doesn't mean that he was going to change his plan of the Shnei Alochim Mimosa Mashiach and he's going to be Magdil. No, Mashiach is going to come after the year 4000. But he wanted to make Chizkiyahu such a great individual, like the Melech HaMashiach is going to be a great Novi and a great Melech and a great scholar, and he's going to be all the nations of the world are going to respect him, and he's going to rule from one end of the earth. Not that he's going to be the Melech HaMashiach, he's going to have all of the Kovet and the Gdula and everything like the Melech HaMashiach. And that also fell through. That also fell through. That's what he interprets. He says there never was a Havamina by the Ribbono Shel Olam to make Chizkiyahu Melech HaMashiach. Then it's Derech Agav, while he's talking on his Gemara, so he quotes a whole story from the Chido. The Chido wrote that it's over 80 Svarim, I think, or over 70 Svarim. So he quotes Maisech and the Chido, during the lifetime, the Chido heard from the Zikne Yerushalayim, Amaisu Shehoya, that during the lifetime of Rav Chaim Vital, there was an Arab sheikh whose name was Abu Sipin, something, I don't know, I don't speak Arabic. And if he tells you how to pronounce the name, I don't know. This sheikh, asked around by the Jews, who's the holiest Jew, who's a Balmoifis, who knows how to do Mopsim Badin. So everybody pointed to Rav Chaim Vital. So he said, Rabbi, you know, your king Chizkiyahu Melech, he blocked up the Meha Gichon. And the Gemara says in Tanakh like that. And the Gemara says in Psochim that Chizkiyahu Melech did some things with the approval of the Rabban, and some things he did against the without the approval of the Rabban. So the Gemara said this is one of the things that that they were not in agreement with. So this Arab sheikh came to Rav Chaim Vital and he said, Rabbi, I was told that you're a Bal Moifes. I want you to undo the Stimas Me HaGichon because we need the water. Apparently a lot of Arabs used to go to the Mokom HaMikdash on Friday afternoon after Chatzoy, something. That's what he says, it was a common practice. And he says, we need the water, and you have to do a Moifes and undo the Stimas Me HaGichon. So he didn't want to get involved. Rav Chaim Vital didn't want to get, and he threatened he's going to kill him if he doesn't do this. So he didn't want to get involved. So he used his Kabbalah Masses and he disappeared from Yerushalayim and he reappeared in Baghdad. And then he had a dream, and Arizal came to him in a dream and he said, you did wrong. You should have undone the Stimas Mei Agichayim because now it's Higiyah Hazman to undo. At that time, Chizkiyo did wrong, that he blocked up the Gichon. Now is the time that you should undo it. And Rav Chaim Vital said to the Arizal, he didn't want to use Shemus HaKdoshim. The only way to undo the Stimas Mei Agichon would be to use Kabbalah Masses, and he didn't want to use it. So he said, what do you mean you didn't want to use it? So how'd you disappear from Yerushalayim? How'd you get back there? It was also with Kabbalah Masses, with Shemus HaKdoshim. So he says, okay, so let me go back. I'll fly back to Yerushalayim and I'll do. So he says, you've lost your chance. It was only Min HaShamayim, it was only that time, and now it's too late. That's what he quotes, Ad Kan Dvar. He says he always used to wonder if Chizkiyahu HaMelech was Soysa Mei Agichon and if Shalom Betzon Chachomim, so if Rav Chaim Vital had the ability Al Pi Kabbalah to undo this, that's what the story was. It was Tamidah with Tanoim and Amaron who also had the ability to undo this, and if they all had a tradition that this was Shalom Betzon Chachomim the Stimas Mei Agichon, so why didn't somebody undo it? So the answer is, like the Arizal told them in the dream, that it was Adain Lo Higiyah Hazman. Hazman was only there was only one window of opportunity that it was good to do, and then not before, not after, and far from. Now we'll have to wait till Bias HaMashiach to undo this Timas Me'agir. I don't know what this story means. He tells you this story on this daf, in connection with this. And the Arizal told him in the cholam that he had, that this Nochri, this Arab sheikh, was a Gilgal of Sancheirif. So that's why he wanted you to undo the Stimas Mei Agichon. I don't know, he quotes the story from the Chidot, one of his songs. Sefer Vad L'Chachomim. Don't have this. So the... So the Gemara says that this Mem Stumo is an allusion to this story. How exactly is an allusion? So Rashi has three pshat. The simple pshat was that Mem Stumah, he didn't open his mouth. Chizkiyahu HaMelech should have opened his mouth to sing Shira, and he didn't. So the Mem Stumah is an allusion to the fact that he closed his mouth. Then Rashi has another two pshat on top of the first column over here. What's Taka the Din about a Mem Stumah in the middle of a word? Let's say you write Bereshis Bor Elokim, and you write the Mem of Elokim with a Mem Psucha at the end of the word. Or you write in a different pasuk in Tanakh, Lech Lecha Mei Arzacha. The Mei Arzacha is supposed to be a Mem Psucha. You write a Mem Stuma. What's the din? So the Gemara says in Masechus Shabbos, when the Mishnais have the dinim of Ksiva, so the Gemara learns that from a pasuk of Saftom Al Mezuzah Beisach V'Sherecha, that's speaking about Ksiva Sefer Torah Tefillin Mezuzah. So Saftom means Saftem also. You should write this parsha. It says it by Shema, it says it by Vahayoyim Shema. So you write Shema, Vahayoyim Shemaya in the mezuzahs. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. The Pasha Pshat, Uchsav Tom, Uchsav Tem Oysam. The Gemara has another Pshat, Uchsav Tom, Ksiva Tama. That when you write Sefer Torah Tefillin HaMezuzah, it should be a nice Ksav. What's haste a nice Ksav? That you shouldn't misspell words. Sometimes people spell, somebody the other day just spelled Bob Metzia, Mem Tzadik Yud Aleph Hei. That spelling in Mem Tzad Yud Ayin Aleph, the middle Mitzia, the middle Bava, It's Be'a Metziah, because he knows Ela Metziah, it's in Bo Metziah, it's Be'a Metziah. Man said, you don't have. So the Gemara says that you shouldn't write an Aleph instead of an Ayin instead of an Aleph. You have to make sure that you spell the words properly. Okay? Then the Gemara says you have to write a base and a chaf clearly, that the chaf should look like a chaf and the base should look like the base. The Oisiyas are come out the same, just a little schmitching sticking out, so you have to make sure. Then the Gemara says, Chzavtom, you have to write a mem psucha should be a psucha, and the stuma should be a stuma. And if you're machlif, then it's possible. That's what it says in the Brice. If you make a stuma instead of a psucha, all the letters, mem, nun, pei, tzadik, chof, mansepap, all the five letters that have a final letter and the other form of the letter, if you write it improperly, then it's possible. Then the Gemara says, but not all the Tanoim agree. So the Gemara quotes, there is a three-way machloikas ha-Tanoim, how do you know the institution of Nisach HaMayim on Sukkos? So the famous opinion that everybody knows is Halacha Moshe Misinai. Everybody knows Halacha Moshe Misinai. Then the Gemara says, there are other Tanoim who don't agree. So Nishkan Halacha Moshe Misinai, it's a drasha from the Psukim. The Gemara says, in the end of Zvachim, that there's an Achkenin al Halacha. It makes a difference, Ledina. If it's a pasuk, is it a drasha from a pasuk that you're reading in between the lines of the psukim, a drasha of the Torah Shabbat Peh, or it's halacha Moshe Nisina, a shayla whether shchut echutz. If a person violates shchut echutz, shechet bachutz, a makta bachutz, or there's a kores, so what if he does nisach hamayim bachutz? So the way it sounds in the Gemara, Taisus asks the kasha, they don't understand why should it be so, and Taisus gives a reinterpretation. But the Rambam learns the Gemara kibshut on the end of Zvachim, that if it's halacha Moshe Nisinai, then there's no kares. But if it's a drasha sapsukim, so then it's a korban v'yala korbanis. And then if you do bachutz, if you do nisach hayayim bachutz, it's also mala bachutz. If you do nisach hamayim bachutz, it'll also be a chiyuv kares. So the Gemara says there's a three-way machlokes ha-Tanaim. One opinion in Tanaim is that it's halacha Moshe Nisinai. The other two Tanaim hold, no, it's really a drasha sapsukim, it's a drasha. Not Torah Shechza, but it's a drasha. But there's a further machlokes is what the drasha is. And one time it says, unusalcheha, that it says on one of the days in the Sacher, it's an allusion to the two Nisuchim, the Nisach HaMayim, and Echad Nisach HaMayim, Echad Nisach HaYan. The other Tanah says, no, that it's the Mem Yud Mem. That it says, what does it say? The Niskehem, the Nisacher, and Mishpatam. So it says Mem Yud Mem. So there's an Achkemina there also. The Yerushalmi and Tainis shows an Achkemina. Rabbala has in Shurim Atanis, he quotes this Yerushalmi, that it's an Achkemina, whether you darshan bunis socheho, or you darshan mem yud mem, also, what's the nature? Iman, the end of Zohar, says, chapsan Achkemina, whether it's halacha Moshe Misinai, or it's a drasha from a pasuk. Once you hold that it's a drasha from a pasuk, what's the difference whether it's a drasha mem yud mem, or it's a drasha, that's not an asnachta, that's a real bona fide drasha, the Gemara says, or it's a drasha of bunis socheho. So Rav Elbala shows from Yisham there are quite a few nafkeminas.
Which day?
That the Gemara has. One Tana says you only begin from the second day, because the Mem Yud Mem begins from the second day, yeah. But even if you hold not like that, even if you hold that the Mem Yud Mem is Megal, that you start from the first day, that's one nafkemina. That's a very obvious nafkemina that the Gemara has. The Gemara says more nafkeminas, the Yisham has more. What's the nature of Nisach HaMayim? Is it a separate mitzvah of Nisach HaMayim, Mem Yud Mem? But he say, no, Unusachecha, when you bring korbanos, you have to bring Nisach Nesach in conjunction with the korban, and normally you only bring Nisach HaYayin, and today on Sukkot you have to bring Nisach HaMayim with Nisach HaYayin as well. Nafkemina, the Yerushalmi has is, what if he's going to do the Nisach, what if you do Nisach HaYayin before a korban? A person has to bring a korban, or the tzibur has to bring a korban, with a nisuch, a chosman is ken kem duer, and they bring the nesach before the makri of the korban. So Yerushalmi assumes that you're not yotze. First you have to bring the korban. Once you bring the korban, then you have to discuss bringing the nisuch in conjunction with the korban. So what if you'll do nisuch, what if you'll do the nisuch hayayin before you bring the korban? Or there is a din if you bring the korban today, so the Gemara says in Tmura and other places, Menchasam and Iskeim, Afilu Mikan Bar Asar Yomim. You can bring the Yayin a week later, a month later, also. You can bring it a year later also, but what shaykh are going to wait a year? But the Gemara says the Nisuch, the Menchasam and Iskeim, doesn't have to be Dafka on the same day. You can bring the Nisuch HaYayin later. So can you do Nisuch HaMayim on Chanukah? So the Yerushalmi says it depends. If you learn in that Unusachecha b'shnei nisuchim hakosim medaber, so the Musachim have to, the Tmidim Musachim have to be brought today on Sukkos, over Yom HaBatal Korbanah. But once you've brought the Tmidim of Misach Matzukis, then you can bring the Nisach Mafil Mikan Bar Asayar. So it's Gimot, you can have Nisach HaMayim on Pesach. The Nisach HaMayim on Pesach will be the Tashlumin. You're just bringing what you should have brought then. But if you hold that it's not the Nisachera, it's not a Nisachera. It's a Pasuk, Mem Yud Mem, that this is in addition to the Tomid and the Musaf, the Tmidim of Misach. It's another din of Nisach HaMayim, independent from it. It's not that there's Shnei Nisach in conjunction with the Korban. So then you can't bring it a week later.
If you don't have to minute, you bring only a load,
how much water do you need? Okay. The Gemara says that. Yeah. So there are quite a few nafkaminis lalocha. It's not stam remozim, gematrios, and roshitavis. The Gemara takes it seriously. So the Gemara says in Masech HaShabbos, when they're talking about Kosev B'Shabbos, around Daf Kuf Aleph of Daf Kuf Beis, I remember one of the rabbonim in Brooklyn, in the Miri Yeshiva, said you can know 100 blood gemara Masech Shabbos and you still don't know the aleph base of Masech Shabbos, because our kosef aleph base is on daf kuf base. Well, we won't know the aleph base of it. I think Rav Shmuel Brudny used to say like that. You can know 100 blood in Masech Shabbos, you still don't know the aleph base because that's after daf kuf. So that sugya of kosef aleph base b'Shabbos. So the Gemara talks about Kosev Shem Yishimin. What do you mean a Kosev Shem Yishimin? But it's a Mem Sucha. He's tended to write Shimin. It's a Mem Sucha. It's not a Mem Stumas. So that's not a word. The idea of why is Allah you have to write Shtei Yosis? Because Shtei Yosis is a word. In Hebrew, we don't have a, like we have in English, you have a word A, or you have a word I. You have a word with one letter. In Hebrew, you don't have a word. You have Ha Lashem Tikun Lezo, Salpidin. It's considered a separate word. Ha and Lashem. But normal, without any masorah, we don't have any word in Hebrew that's only one letter. So the Mishnah says, "Akaisim Shkayosias." The Halacha says you have to write a word. So then there's a machlokes hatanan. What if you write aleph aleph? Aleph aleph is not a word. If you write shem yishim, then it's a word. But if you write aleph aleph, not a word. So maybe that's the halacha. Shkayosias is considered a word. Or maybe it's not considered. Maybe it's only if it's shem yishim, and it adds up to words. So the Gemara has a whole discussion about that. The Gemara Masechah Shabbos has a whole discussion. So the Gemara starts off, raises the issue. What do you mean he writes Shem Yishimin? Shem Yishimin is a Mem Psucho. And the word Shem is supposed to be a Mem Stuma, so that's not a word. So the Gemara says, it's a Machlekes Hatana. If you write the word Chveis Shimin with a Mem Stuma in the middle of the word, or you write the Elokim with a Mem Psucho in the end of the word, it's a Machlekes Hatana. But the one Brisa says, Saptam Tziva Tamo, that you have to write everything correctly, and if not, it's possible. And the other Tana says, no. The other Tana Darshan is Mem Yud Mem. So what's the Mem Yud Mem? The first Mem is Viniskehem. Viniskehem is a final Mem, a Shlos Mem. And that serves as the first Mem of the word Mayim. So the Gemara says that this Tana is not an Asmachta Rem. The Gemara says this Tana holds that if you have a Mem Stuma instead of a Mem Psucha, that's considered kosher. It will be a kosher with Sefer Torah. So the Gemara has a suffix, does it necessarily indicate faket also? If the Tana helps shine, if this Tana clearly holds that a Mem Stuma placed where there should have been a Mem Psucha, Me'artzacha, instead of Me'artzacha, Mem Psucha, they put a Mem Stuma. So this Tana holds that it's kosher, one Tana holds that it's kosher, we pass them that it's possible. One Tana holds that it's kosher because he holds for the Mem Yud Mem, so does it necessarily mean that he would say faket also? That if you write a Mem Psuch at the end of a word, it'll also be kosher. Maybe no, because maybe a final letter is a Hechere Madrege. So if you put a final letter, a Shlos Mem, instead of a Mem Psuch, maybe that'll be kosher. But if you put a Mem Psuch instead of a Mem Psuch, maybe the Gemara says maybe that'll be possible. Maybe that's a high Madrege. So that's a deal in the Gemara. So this is an issue. This is not Stam. This is an issue. Why it says a Mem Stuma in the middle of a word. We would paskin that in any other place in Tanakh where you don't have such a masaira, it would passel the work. You would have to erase it and correct it in order that it should be kosher. In shins, there's a question. We have two forms of a shin. You have a shin, normal shin is gimel roshim on top, with three heads on top. And then in the tefillin shel rosh, you have a shin, it says in the Zohar, the Gemara doesn't say. It says in the Zohar that you make two shins. The Gemara says you have to have a shin. It doesn't say you need two shins. But the Zohar says you have to have two shins. One on the right side, one on the left side. One is the Shin Bas Gimel Rosh, and one is the Shin Bas Dalet Rosh. So this is a machlokes in Achrayim, what the Shin Bas Dalet Rosh is supposed to represent. So the Bisyosi quotes some Rishonim who say that there is no Shin Bas Dalet Rosh. There's only a Shin Bas Gimel Rosh. The Shin Bas Dalet Rosh is a Shin Shokua. you can engrave, if you would engrave a shin, if you have, let's say, a piece of wood, and you carve out a shin, so Bolet will be four Roshim, and Shakur will be the three Roshim in the middle. And then on the bottom, the two middle Roshim of the shin should not reach the bottom bar. There should be an empty space, so you have a bar on the bottom, or not a bar, a point on the bottom, and the middle will touch the point on the bottom, so you really have a shin bas gimel roshim. The shin bas dalet roshim, if these two in the middle are not touching the bottom, will really be a shin bas gimel roshim in the shakua part. Why do you have shakua? So the Beis Yosef quotes in the Rishonim that there was kaidim, there was ksav, kaidim matantar, and there was ksav lachem matantar. So kaidim matantar was choros avaluchas, was engraved, so that was shakua. Lachem matantar, Kodesh Boko, is dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu. So after Maimon has Sinai, when the Rebbe Shalom is dictating to Moshe Rabbeinu, so you always have a shin bas gimel roshim. In Kodesh Matan Torah, you had a shin bas dalet roshim, which is really a shin bas gimel roshim shakua din. So this is one, the Beis Yosef quotes, there were some Rishonim say like that, then some are makbid like that, when they have the shin bas dalet roshim on the outside of the tefillin. They're makbid, many Achrayim have makbid, that the two middle roshim of the shin should not reach the bottom. Only the two on the sides, and the right side, left side should touch, but two in the middle should not touch, so you really have a shin shaku of gimel roshim. And most do not do like that. Most hold, but the Gevega quotes on the bottom of the Shulchan Aruch, Hilchas Tefillin, that most assume otherwise, not like that Rishon that the Beis Yosef quoted, most assume that there are two forms of shin, the two correct forms of a shin. There's a shin bas gimel roshim, and there's a shin. I think the Beis Yosef says, so what, how do you know which side do you have the shin bas dalet roshim, which side do you have the shin bas gimel roshim? So Kadesh Vayoki V'yachar was Kodem Matan Torah. Yishmal was Lacha Matan Torah. So the Kodem Matan Torah should have the dalet roshim on that side. You should have the dalet roshim on that side because that represents the shin of Choros Avaluchas engraved. And on the other side of the bayis, Shol Rosh, we have Yishmal Vayom Shema. That's from the Lacha Matan Torah Ksiva, so that should have the shin bas gimel roshim. And then Rebbe Kivegi writes on the bottom of the Aruch Chaim that we don't really, most people don't follow this opinion. We hold there two valid forms of the shin. And you can write either Gimel Rosh and Dalet Rosh, it takes longer. If you write a shin, Dalet Rosh takes longer. But they're both equally acceptable. And you can write Dalet Rosh whenever you want. Bereshis, you can write the shin, Bereshis. But Dalet Rosh, you got interchangeable. It's the same. It's not the same as the Mem Psuch and Mem Stumah that we pass them as possible by the Evid. Machloek Zatana and Shabbos. The task is possible to the other. Over here, Rabbi Kadega quotes Achrayim and say that it's all the same thing.
There is one Mem Sukkah at the end, the Nesra and Shemit. In the end, there's a Mem Sukkah.
I think there are few. I think there are few throughout Tanakh. No, only two. That's it? No. Okay. So that was the issue over here. The Mem Stuma in Lamabi Amisra was considered a problem. It was considered a problem. So that's what the Gemara had a tradition that it represents the fact that Chizkiyahu didn't say Shirin. So then when the Basko asks to the Banu Shel Olam, or the Sar Olam asks to the Banu Shel Olam, Sar Olam asks to the Banu Shel Olam, so how long? So you almost make Chizkiyahu Melech, Melech HaMashiach, so Noch Nisha, how long are you going to have to wait? So the Nabi Yeshaya responds, until Bogdim Bogdu, Beged Bogdim Bogod. What does that mean? So the Gemara says, Adosu Bezuzay, Ubezuzay de Bezuzay. Till people will come and spoil Eretz Yisrael, they'll steal Eretz Yisrael from the Jews, and then others will come and steal Eretz Yisrael from those who stole Eretz Yisrael from the Jews. That's one of the Pshatim on the side of the Gemara, quotes from the Yoruk. Both showed him al Eretz Yisrael, both showed him Achim, showed him Am, showed him the Yisraeli Moim. Rashi, the other Mephoshim don't learn like the Rav. They just say till there will be so much suffering on the part of the Jewish people, there'll be suffering and suffering and suffering. That's what the Rabban Shalom answered. He was prepared to make Chizkiyahu the Melech HaMashiach, and then he changed his mind. And it's a sod, Razili, Razili. They don't understand. He says, he's not going to bring Mashiach till there'll be an awful lot of suffering. The Marsha has a comment over here. He says that the Midrashim bothered with the Kasha. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Avraham Avinu, Gir Yezeracha, Avraham Avinu Osam Arba Meir Shana. And then the Golus Mitzrayim is only 210 years. So what happened to them? No one's interested in suffering longer. But what happened? What did the Baruch Shalom say 400 years? So one of the Midrashim answers that they were, that the Mitzrayim tortured Bnei Yisrael so much that the Koshi Hashibud was mashlim, so 210 years of being avodim was the equivalent of 400 years because of the Koshi Hashibud. So the Marshal suggests that maybe that's the pshat over here, that there's going to have to be bezuzi, there's going to be suffering upon suffering upon suffering, and that will be mashlim how long the Rabbanu Shalom decided he wants the Golus to be. So that will be mekatza, that will make it shorter, just like a Mitzrayim was made shorter because of the suffering, so too the present Golus will also be made shorter. The Gemara says that the HaKadosh Baruch Hu bikesh to make, he was considering for a while to have the Melchemeth Sancheirev. Sancheirev came with all these millions of soldiers. So he was going to consider the Melchemeth Sancheirev as the Melchemeth Gog and Magog, and then he changed his mind, Nishta, there is going to be a Melchemeth Gog and Magog. So different Hasidic Rebbes are quoted as having said that they have a tradition from the earlier generations of Hasidic Rebbes that there isn't going to be any Melchemeth Gog and Magog. Why not? So I think the Rebbe Ali Melech is quoted as saying that the tzaddikim, the Chassidus Rebbe, is in an earlier generation, were mispalot to the Rabbanu Shalom that he should shlay up the gzeira of Goyim Gomagog, and the Rabbanu Shalom acquiesced to their prayers and he said, okay, he's not going to bring any Melchemeth Gog and Magog. The Shem Shmuel presents it differently. He says, we have a tradition from the Chassidus Rebbe that there isn't going to be any Melchemeth Gog and Magog because we were Yotzei already. We suffered, the Shem Shmuel lived before the Nazi persecution. But he says, the Jews suffered so much, so many years, we suffered all along, so everything is mitztarek. So we were Yotze Melchemeth Gog and Magog, not the Tzadikim or Mispalo, and the Amab Gshri Nigzere. So that's what different Chassidus Rebbe said. I don't know, they quote in the name of Rav Chaim. Someone told me the Rav Soloveitchik also told the story in the name of Rav Chaim, that in the middle of the First World War, they were killing Jews. It wasn't like the Second World War, but many Jews were being killed. So the Balabatim were krechtzing. So Rav Chaim once came into shul, he overheard the way the Balabatim was saying, this is terrible, this is terrible. So one of the Balabatim said, no, maybe it's not so bad. Maybe this is Melchemeth Gog and Magog, so we'll be Yotzei Gog and Magog, and then maybe Mashiach will come. Rav Chaim is upset, so he says, what do you mean maybe this Melchemeth Gog and Magog? The Rabbanu Shalom knows there's a din b'koach nefesh, is doche Shabbos and doche kol ha-tarakulos, so b'koach nefesh is doche Melchemeth Gog and Magog also. If it means that one Jew has to lose his life, so b'koach nefesh is doche the whole Gog and Magog. So Rabbanu Shalom will not bring a Gog and Magog. I don't know what that means. What do you mean? Yeah. I don't know what it means. In the Tanakh it says it's going to be Gog and Magog, and it says Jewish lives will be lost. It doesn't say there won't be any Jewish lives lost. So I don't know what that means, what they quote in the name of Rav Chaim. That's what they have in different Sfarim, they quote. Rav Chaim said, Koch Nefesh, the Baruch Shalom knows Koch Nefesh is Derech Gog and Magog. I don't know. Anyway, here it says that the Baruch Shalom had a Havamina to consider Sancher and Gog and Magog, and he changed his mind. Razili, changed his mind. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara quotes weiter, O Psukim in Yeshayah. Shem Emami Laila, Shem Emami Leil. So the Gemara says, the Malach was asking the Rabbanu Shalom, what's going to be? This Golus is Daim Ola Laila. So how long is the Golus going to be? So the Rabbanu Shalom says, Om Hashem Rasav Goyte Vagam Loila Im Tevoyim Boyu. It's going to be a long time, it's going to be a long way. Be mispala in Tevoyan, if you'll be mispala to the Rabbanu Shalom, Rashi says, Baksha Rachamim, so he will hasten the coming of, he will hasten the Gula. The Rabbanu Shalom will hasten the Gula. That's the Mashmos of the Pasuk, that the Tshuva was a response about when the Gula is going to be. So I saw in this, again, this is Ben Yehoyada, he has a Pshat, I don't know, Tanakh, you have to look to, I don't know, Hibar no Tanakh, he claims that the word Laila and the word loyal are two different things. He says that the first half of the night is loyal and the second half of the night is Laila. Okay, he says Kayodua. Chesnish? Kayodua? As everybody knows. So he says the first half of the night, that's a little bit we do know, but we don't say Tachna. Those who daven Mincha very late and it's a very Laila. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, you don't say Tachna because Minas Adin is Shoyle at the first half of the night. And we don't say Slicha is the first half of the night. So, and then we don't say Tilim. I don't know exactly what that says. It says you don't study, you don't say, you don't recite Torah Shabbat Sav by Lailah. Yeah. Yeah. But if he says Midas Adin is Shabbat the first half of the night, and the second half of the night is not so strict than Midas Adin, less of the Midas Adin. So the Malach HaMamuna Al Aruch is the Malach is asking the Ribbono Shel Olam, what's going to be over here? There's a galus of Laila and there's a galus Shana Mami Laila, Shana Mami Leil. What's going to be with this galus? The long galus that we have now, that's a p'china like the first half of the night, that it's a very strong Midas Adin. And the galus bubble was not so big. Galus bubble was Shima Shana, and they enjoyed themselves in bubble. There weren't any persecutions during the 7 years of galus bubble. So that's referred to, one is referred to as Laila, one is referred to as Leil. They're both Midas Adin and Shana, both galus. One is more chomer than the other. So that's what the Malach is asking Baruch Shalom, what's going to be? When is all this going to be over? So Baruch Shalom says, we have to be mispalot. We'll be mispalot to the Baruch Shalom, to hasten. That's what we daven in the Shemon Esrei. We daven Reino Yanyenu, Baruch Atah Hashem Gol Yisrael. It's a gula, the klal, and gula, the prat. And then we say, Tzemach Dovid Avdach on the Heres Hatzmiach. We ask HaKadosh Baruch, we should hasten the coming of Mashiach. That's what the Novi said. Im Tivoyim Boy, you should daven. There is an interesting the Gemara in the first daf in Bava Kama lists off the Abba Abbas Nezikin. The Gemara has a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel, but the Mab is the Hodam, the Mab is the Hashem. A very strange Gemara. The Eri asks the Kasha over there. Rabbi Shmuel were both Talmidim of Rabbi Yudah Nasir. Rabbi Yudah Nasir was the one who edited the Mishnah. So when he taught them the Mishnah, what's the Gezah? They all learned Bava Kama by Rabbi Yudah Nasir. So did he say Mab is the Hodam? Did he say Mab is the Hashem? Well, how can it be a machlekes? What did they hear from Rebbe? So the Miri has done an interesting suggestion over there. He says there was an old, it must have been an old tradition that there are Arba Avos Nezikin. And in fact, there are Shalom on the Pasuk by Reuven the God, Mechad to Shevet HaMenashe, in the end of Chumash Bamikvum, when the conquering cities there, and Eirai Yarn, so one of the cities is Sivmo. Sivmo. So he says, Sivmo is the Rosh Tevi, Shorbor, Mada Hever. He says, that city was the shorest of all the riches and all the decadence and everything. That was the worst city of all. That was the Arbavis Nezikin and that city. Azozak B'Shalom. So the Meiri writes that there must have been an old tradition that the Arbavis Nezikin, but there were two traditions how to reckon the Arbavis Nezikin. So some had a tradition that you don't count Adam, so all the Abba Nezikin of all Niske Behemto, and you count Karen separately, and you count Regal separately, and Shen separately, Aish and Bor, and the other tradition had it, no, the Kem Shem Regal all count as one. Shor is Gimel Ab is Namur Bishar Kem Shem Regal, and Yen Adam is the fourth one. So that's what the Niri suggests. Rabbi Yudah Nasi must have decided to use the word Maveh to satisfy the both traditions. He didn't want to take a stand which tradition is there. It doesn't make enough Gemina Ledina. We know all the Dina and Chosh Mishpat are the same thing. Whether you have the tradition Abba Avos Nezikin or Shem Regal are separate. Shem Regal is separate from Keren, and Adam is not included in Abba Avos Nezikin, or Adam is included. Keren Shem Regal is all together. So it's no enough Gemina Ledina. But Rabbi didn't want to reject either of the two traditions. So that's why Rebbe had to work hard, and he came up with the name Maveh. So it's Elisha the Mishtam the Train Anpin. So if you like that tradition, you'll be satisfied. And if you want Shen to be separate, so Maveh Zeh Shen. If you want Adam to be separate, so Maveh Zeh Adam. So what's the Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel? They had heard from Rebbe the two traditions. So Adam Machlekes, which tradition makes more sense? But it's really Lo Malav Lo Mor. That's how the Niri says on our Gemara. So the Gemara says, what does it mean? Maveh Zeh Adam. How does Maveh Zeh Adam? So the Gemara quotes this pasuk in Amashan Marasabaka, we're going to learn them to boy and boy until Davin. Maveh Zeh Adam, if you want to describe a human being, how would you say human being? The Daviner. It's a very remarkable Gemara. So describe a human being. So you say a social animal. You say an intelligent animal. An intelligent being. Something like that. An animal with Seichel. But to say Adam, what's the definition of an Adam? A davener. Interesting is if the Ribbono Shel Olam created Adam that he should daven. That's the Mahus of Adam. The Gemara says, Amar Bechon, Halabai, she's Palad and Kala Yom Kula. have to work for a living. People have to do other things also. But halavai shispalam, the Rebbe Shalom created man, he should daven all day long. Davening is a connection with the Rebbe Shalom. It's like nevuah. It's like nevuah means the Rebbe Shalom talks to us. In tefillah, we're talking to the Rebbe Shalom. But that's like the Rebbe Shalom. We believe in, the Rambam has one of the Yud Gimel Ikar Emunah. We believe in nevuah. It's the same ikar that we believe in tefillah, the effectiveness of tefillah. That there is communication between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and human beings. Sometimes Baruch Shalom talks to us with nevuah, sometimes we talk to him and he listens. The tefillah. So that's the definition of Adam. Adam is Mavizeh Adam, the davener. It's interesting, Rashi in the beginning of Bereshit comments on the Pasuk, he quotes a Medrash, Uchal Siach Asada Term Yeboretz, Uchal Eisav Asada Term Yitzmach, Ki Lo Himter Hashem Elokim, Alorat, Adamayin La'avodes La'adoma. Rashi says there's so many digdukim in the Pasuk, and the Pshuta is very, very difficult. Afkan, Oretzichim Levivri Agoda. Rashi has a few times in Parashas Bereshit, Afkan, Oretzichim Levivri Agoda. The Pasuk seems to be saying more than the simple translation of the word. So Rashi quotes a Medrash Agoda that the grass, everything was there below the surface of the earth, because the Pasuk says, Choleis Masada Term Yitzmach. Means it was under the surface of the earth, it didn't spread out. Ki lo himter Hashem Elokim, because it didn't rain. Why didn't it rain? Adam Ayin la'avoid. Adam Rishon wasn't there yet to daven. Avoid the Shebeleid. And that's how the Medrash understands, V'chol siach hasad term yeh ba'aretz, before there was prayer. Sich hazu tefillah. V'yetzi yitzach l'asuch basad, the Gemara says he went to daven mincha, because it says tefillah l'yonikiyat v'lif n'Hashem yishbach sichah. So the Gemara Brocha says that Lishbach Sicha means Tefillah. So the Medrash understands Chosiach Hasada term here Baritz, because there's a theorem in A and B. It says Chosiach Hasada means vegetation. So it says there was no vegetation. Term here Baritz, it wasn't any. Then it says Chalesh Hasada term Yitzmach. It didn't sprout. Sounds like it was there below the surface, but it didn't sprout. So it's a theorem. So that's what Rashi says. The Medrash interprets Siach goes on davening. There wasn't any davening yet. So therefore the Esev was below the surface, didn't sprout, because Adam Ayin, Adam Rishon wasn't there to daven. The Rebbe Shalom waited to the Adam Rishon davens and he prayed for the rain, and then he's going to bring the rain and everything is going to sprout. So the purpose of Rias Adam was that Adam should daven. That's a fascinating Gemara in Bava Kamma, that Mavah Zeh Adam, Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi used this Lashon Mavah, where the Miri says to satisfy, he was the one who coined that term. The earlier tradition was they had one tradition had Shor, Adam, Bor, Eish. The other tradition had Karen, Shem Eregel, Eish and Bor. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi wrote Shor, so it's a vague, you can say however you want. And he wrote Maveh, which is a lesson in Mishtama, the train up. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk, Ech Nech Persuasive, Nivu Matzpuna, that the word Maveh means to eat. Nivu matzpuna, by the teeth you can eat. And the word mavizeh adam, because him to bind by davening. So the human being is described as a davener. That's the definition of a human being. It's an interesting Gemara. Then the Gemara says, Kayetze bedover, just like the Rebbeinu Shlomo is upset by Chizkiyahu HaMelech, didn't say Shira, so too the Rebbeinu Shlomo is upset. Why? After all the nisim and the flows of Yitzias Mitzrayim, and Esamakis and everything, so the one who said Baruch Hashem, Bnei Yisrael said Oz Yashir, he said Shira, but they didn't say Bracha. The one who said Baruch Hashem was Yisrael. So this was a Kitrug on Gnayu L'Moshe V'Shishim Yibushal Yomu Baruch on the second white line on the Daf the Gemara has. But Shabbat Yisrael, he says Baruch Hashem. The one thing more talks about, because they spoke about Sancheret and Chizkiyahu, so that's what he quoted about Yisroel, Kayotze Bedover, that it was a Gnai for Bnei Yisroel. So now they quote a few comments about Yisroel. So the Pasuk is Vayichad Yisroel. How do you translate the word Vayichad Yisroel? The Gemara has Rav Shmuel have two interpretations. So Rav says that he was Mal himself L'Shem Li'el, She'ev Acherev Chado Al Besorah. Yisroel converted, and a Ger has to have Mila Tvila and Kabbalah Salmitz. You have to bring Korbanah Salsa. Mila Tvila Ratzah is Dom. You have to bring Korbanah Salsa. So he was mal himself. That's the Pasha Pshat and the Rashi, Yomar. Shemol es atzmo bin this guy. You take it literally, Shemol es atzmo. Oh, he has to eat to be mal him. It's a question in Halacha. The Gemara says in Masechus Avodah Zarah, and Daf Chav Zayin, I think, that there's a machlokes hatanaim whether a Nochri can serve as a moil. So you have a goy. You have a goyish doctor who knows how to do a bris mila. So is that okay? So we say in Shulchan Aruch, no bris. The machlokes is what you have to do. The Rambam writes that you don't have to do atav hazdan bris. If you had a nochri, do the bris mila, you don't have to repeat. You don't have to have atav hazdan bris. So the Ges Mishnah writes on the side of the Rambam. The Rambam like a halten that b'dieved it's kosher. It's usually assumed not like that. The Shachizai says that's not pshat in the Rambam. It's no good b'dieved either. The Rambam holds that it's goyish delfin. You won't accomplish anything if you have atav hazdan bris. The mila was done the psul, you lost the champ. It's not an oral, but he didn't fulfill the mitzvah of mila. If you have the akum, not that the Rambam meant that the yevid is. So that's a shak. We pass from the Shulchan Aruch, if it's a akum shemo, you have to do the atav hazdan bris. You have to do it over again. You have to do it. You can't. There's nothing to cut, but you do the atav hazdan bris again. So the Minchas Chinuch raises a question, if the mila always has to be done by a yid, and it can't be done by an nochri, so what's the din of a ger, habole, his guy wants to be mal himself? What if he wants to be mal himself? Do you say boin ke'echot? Like the Gemara has such an expression, Giti, you have a whole list of things that are boin ke'echot, or not. The Shabbos might mean boin ke'echot. After he does the meal of death, the shayna yid. No, he has to have the tefillah. He's still mukam the tefillah. So how can you say boin ke'echot? Something is chal, something is chal. That's a shayla. If there was a maise in Yerushalayim, a famous story about 100 years ago, I think, about a ger who was mobile, a tovah, and he walked into shul Shabbos afternoon. I think Rabbi Shmuel Salant, who was at that time the Rav in Yerushalayim, he wasn't there. So they had an assistant rabbi was there when the rabbi was on vacation. Abba Shalemel or somebody like that. One another guy was there. So when the ger walked into shul, And they knew him, that he was mogul by Tovah, so they asked him, did he do a malach on Shabbos? So he said, no, he's practicing being Jewish, he's practicing now with his mouth. So the rabbi said, no, you have to be mechal Shabbos. So they forced him to sign his name on a piece of paper. He should do ksiv. He has to do some malach here, because the nachri shushovas is chayv misa, yom v'layla loishbos. So then they started a whole world war, they started a whole correspondence, whether the rabbi was right or the rabbi was wrong. So I think the Chicago Kollel put together a whole country 10 years ago when they first founded the Chicago Kollel. So they put together a whole sefer of all of the tshuvas that were written on that incident, printed in different places. I think they printed a tshuva from Rav Shmuel Salant, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that he said that the rabbi was wrong. His assistant rabbi, he says that true, if you do mila alone, he's a goy. He's not Jewish, he had mobile atava kila lamol, but after you do the tefillah, then it becomes a yid l'mafrei. I don't know exactly what that means, but that's what he said. He said that the mila really makes you into a yid, and the tefillah is just a tanai. It's hard to believe, because by an isha, there is no mila. So the only thing is tefillah. So if anything, you should have said faket, the tefillah makes you a yid, but if you went oro, the tefillah can't make you a yid. You can say the mila is a tanai. That's how we assume in Shulchan Aruch. The mila is a tanai. The tefillah is the geyur. The tefillah is the giyur. And the mila is just a condition. If a person is an oral, he can't become a gift. All right, but that's what his opinion, and there are others who disagree. So one of the... There is a tshuva in the big... Gershom Mogolai Tovahal, is he permitted to observe Shabbos? He claims, based on the Zohar, that it's permissible for him to observe Shabbos, that the Kepeda of Achim Sheshavos only applies if Moloi Mol. Once he does Mila, even though he's still a Nochri, he's a Goy, but that something has changed already. The Gemara says in Yivamos, the final days, in the first Daf in Ha'orol, he's not called an Oral anymore. Even though a Nochri Shem Mol, a non-Jew who has a circumcision for medical purposes, is still an Oral, but if he had the Milo, the Shein Geirus, that the Oisal, he's no longer an Oral. The Gemara says, you have two Psukim by Korban Pesach, you have a Pasuk called Ben Echel Yechem Al Kolor Al Yechem. So the Gemara says, Rashi Chumash quotes it on Parshas Boy. Why do you need a Pasuk called Ben Echel Yechem Boy? A Nochri is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. Every Ben Echel is an Oral, and even if he circumcised himself, and even if you have a non-Jew who had a circumcision, he's still called an Oral. Alpi Allah is still called an Oral. So the Gemara says, Nivam is the final days, the first Daf and Oral. The Gemara says, no, Chapan Af Kamina, what if the Nochri was Ma'al Hashem Geirus? Veta Ois Oral, but he's still a Ben Echa. So that's added on by the Pasuk, even though he was Ma'al Hashem. Gershon Mogoloi Toval, is he permitted to observe Shabbos? He claims, based on the Zohar, that it's permissible for him to observe Shabbos, that the Kepeda of Akum Sheshavos only applies if Moloi Mol. Once he does Mila, even though he's still a Nochri, he's a Goy, but that something has changed already. The Gemara says in Yibamah, the final base, in the first daf in Ha'oral, he's not called an Oral anymore. Even though a Nochri Shen Mol, a non-Jew who has a circumcision for medical purposes, is still an Oral, but if he had the Milo, the Shein Geirus, that the Oisar is no longer an Oral. The Gemara says, you have two Psukim by Korban Pesach, you have a Pasuk called Ben Echel Yochem Al Kol Oral Yochem Al. So the Gemara says, Rash and Chumash quotes it, on Parshas Boy. Why do you need a Pasuk called Ben Echel Yochem Al? A Nochri is not permitted to eat the Korban Pesach. Every Ben Echel is an Oral, and even if he circumcised himself, and even if you have a non-Jew who had a circumcision, he's still called an Oral. Alpi Allah is still called an Oral. So the Gemara says, Nivam is the final base, the first daf and Oral. The Gemara says, no, Chapanaf Kamina, what if the Nochri was Ma'alashen Gerus? Veta Ois Oral, but he's still a Ben Echa. So that's added on by the Pasuk, even though he was Ma'alashen Gerus, he's still Asa Lechel Korban Pesach because of the other Pasuk of Kol Ben Echa Le'Yomba. So you see from the Gemara that something is Cha, according to Rav Shmuel Salant, if he'll be toivah later, he'll become a ger mamish lemafreya. So he'll be mechuyav to observe all the mitzvahs, not just Shabbos. He'll to observe all the mitzvahs in between mila and tefillah. I don't think they do that. What the ger puts on tefillah in between mila and tefillah, and he keeps kashrus in between mila and tefillah. I don't think so. They don't begin to observe the mitzvahs till later. He says that after he'll be toivah in the mikvah, he'll come out a gloy muslim afreya. He's a full-fledged Jew from the time that he did the mila. I don't think that's the generally accepted opinion. But even if you don't accept that view, but the Gemara says, if there is something is chal, so that's what the Minchas Sinach raises the possibility that maybe you should say boin keichoi. Maybe if the Nochri is mal himself l'shem geirus, I should say boin keichoi. So you don't say that he's an oral who's being mal himself.
He says he's a. Don't we have another place like school yom? So it goes out of one madrega, goes into another, but you got to wait until the night time in order to fulfill. But
the
Amos is, he's not the same as Drake as he was
before. Right. Maybe he was, yeah, clearly, yeah. Before he was an Ochri Gom, and after the Mila, he has a separate status. He's no longer an Oral, but he's not a Yisrael yet. Doesn't come Yisrael till after the Tefillah, yeah.
Mamzer Natuval is not worse than the Ger Toshel. Ger Toshel is a day that's in the
Gemara increases has a one timer. Gemara comes to the Maskana, we don't pass them like that. Yeah. The Pashto says not allowed to. The Pashto says that that's how the Yavne Nezim says. The reason why he's not mechuyav to, because he's not allowed to.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's the Shaila. When the Gemara says, have a cherub chadra of sorrow in there. Rashi says, Molas Atzmo, is it to be taken literally? Molas Atzmo, literally it just means he had someone do the meal on him. Not so clear. I think the Minchas Chinuch quotes that there was a Mari Molko. It was from the Anusim, from the Maranos, that he, when he found that, when he realized that he's Jewish and he didn't have a bris milah, so he was mal himself. They quote a lot of things from the Mari Molko and Hulchas Tzitzis, different things that he had and that he didn't. He was a Mekubal also, so he was mal himself. Doesn't Ishken Raya, he was Jewish. We're talking Minchas Chinuch Shaila is if you have a Nochri who wants to be mal himself l'shem geiris, there it's a different thing. There's an adult who was Jewish and never had a bris milah. So of course he can do a bris milah on himself. An oral can also do a bris milah on a Jew. The Gemara says an oral may do a bris milah on a Jew. Just a Nochri oral can't do it.
What did Yisrael from the Eich Tura?
Right, that's the Achronim asked Akasha. Right, the Achronim on Yankiv asked Akasha. The Gemara says earlier in Sanhedrin that the Bnei Keturah, Aaron Avinu married a second wife after Sarah died, he married Keturah and he had a few children in the Pasuk says. So the Gemara says Avraham Avinu was Mechuyav. Today it says Avraham Avinu was Mechuyav to see to it that all of his children had Mila, not only Yitzchak, who was the Yiddish child, the Baruch Shalom told him to be Yitzchak and Karla Chazer. Only Yitzchak is going to be a Yid. The other children are not going to be Yid. This concept that we have today, that all the children are Jewish, Kitos Shleima, this only began after Yankov Avinu. Before the days of Yankov Avinu, Avraham Avinu had one son was Jewish and the other was not. Yitzchak had twins, Yankiv and Esav. So one was Jewish, one was not Jewish. And Yankiv had that haftacha that all the children are Jewish from Tosef Shlem. So the Gemara learns that from the pasuk from Perek Avimis says that Avraham Avinu had an obligation to be mal even the Bnei Keturah. So that's a machlokes Rashi in the Rambam. What does that mean? So Rashi says Avraham Avinu was mechuyev to be mal. Avraham was a yid. He had a chiyuv to be mal the Bnei Keturah even though those children were not Jewish. But the descendants of Bnei Keturah is man azeh. How can it be? The Rashi says they're not mechuyev to be. And the Rambam says no. All the descendants of Bnei Keturah are ayam azeh. They're all mechuyev in vilo. Then the Rambam adds on, since we don't know who sued, there's a Karuga, so all the Arabs all have to be mal themselves, because of the Sufik, the Reis of the Chumrah, maybe they'll be Nekturim, but he says if they didn't mal themselves, so they're not Chayvnis. If you can really identify the old Rambam is Mechudish from the beginning to the end, if you can really identify who is one of the Bnei Keturah, Bevadois, by the DNA, whatever, and he's not mal himself, then he's Taka Chayvnis. So the Rambam Chumrah says, what do you mean? That's, as the Rasam Zuin Gesalsa, the Ramban says, Mayishlach, if he violates an Aveira, but if he fails to observe a mitzvah, that's not an Azor. Azor means he did an Aveira. Then the Gemara says, as the Rasam Zuin Gesalsa, the Menech is Chai Misa for Gezel, Menech is Chai Misa for Eben Menachai. We don't get Misa for Gezel, we don't get Misa for Eben Menachai. Menech gets Misa whenever he violates an Aveira. But if he doesn't fulfill a mitzvah of Nila. Okay. So the Rambam has this chiddush that if you can really identify somebody as one of the Bnei Keturah of his manazeh and he's not malam, so it's chayv nisa. But since it's bas and chev, the dibul is kol olam kula, we're not too sure who they are, which Arabs are the descendants of the Bnei Keturah, so it's a sofik nefashis lahakol, so he's off the hook. That's a teledig the Rambam said. That's what the Achrayim is. Kishag Sar has a tshuva, he says he doesn't accept the Rambam. He holds the halachas like Rashi. That only Avraham Avinu was mechuyev to be mal his. He was a yid and mechuyev to mal the children who were not Jewish. But the descendants that Ara Yom Azeh Lechaim, so the Shag Zayin says he thinks that we should pass my grash, you don't have to pass like them. So that's what Achronim is. That he was a descendant, there are goddess like that, that Yisro was a descendant of the Bnei Keturah. So how can it be that he never had a bris milah? Unless you say, no, he did. He did have a bris milah all along, but that was one kind of bris milah. Now he did a second time. Now he did what? I felt his tambris, so he did more. A Yiddish bris milah, the Shengeris. That's what the Achrayim answer. That's what they
are. What about Avraham? According to the day that the Ovis had a dinner of Neinayam, he was not himself, and according to the tambris, and he didn't help him. He did himself necessary because God helped him. I think we can sing that.
The Chassam Sofer has a tshuva where he says that from the moment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzavar Avraham Avinu to do the bris milah, so he was ready kosher to do a bris milah. Even though he didn't yet do it, he says, you don't have to come on to the dinner boy kechot. He doesn't see any problem by Avraham Avinu. You're asking if he was a goy, I don't know. But he says he was there, from the moment he was mitzvah, I think it's the first tshuva. Chelik Yeridea, no, tshuva Aleph. And the Chassam Sofer, I think, is about this. How can Avraham Avinu be mal himself? So he says, from the moment he was netzdave, so he was already kosher to do the bris milah. Even though this milah is a Yiddish milah, now it's a Bnei Keturah milah. I don't know, but the whole thing is not so muchach that it has to be taken literally. Shemol is atzmo. Rashi writes the Poshim Shah Shemol is atzmo. Does it really mean, even with the Rashi, does it really mean he performed his own bris milah? Maybe it means that he got someone to perform the milah and he got a yid to perform. I don't know. Yeah, right. The Gemara Zohar has a machlokes is by the Ishik Sheir Olamo. So the Gemara says, doesn't say the Ferish about Tzipor, about Tikkot Sperot, about Tichrois. The Gemara says, no, Ratichrois means she saw to a Gatachai, she saw to a man. A Jewish man performed the bris milah on a baby. Doesn't necessarily mean that she did it. It doesn't necessarily mean that he was the one that did the bris milah himself. And that's what Shailan did. The Gemara says Avraham Avinu was learning its tava la priya. It was only given the days of Yeshua ben Nun. Yeah. Some of the Achrayim on the daf, I think on the Anyaykh, they said, Bnei Keturah didn't have to do Priya. But then, by Yichad Yisro, so then he did the Priya. So that's up against the Gemara. The Gemara says in Horal and Afayin that nobody did Priya. Nobody was mechuyev to do Priya till the days of Yeshua ben Nun. So why should you? Why should Yisrael do Priya?
The Rabbi Chaver explained the Terev Chadol is like that. Say with the Chagrei Tzuri. He equates the two, but that's why he used the language Terev Chadol. He used by Tzuri. He didn't have Priya. But
he wanted to do Priya, that's the Terev Chadol, the same word as the Terev Chavos Tzuri. And that's when they did the Priya. Chavos Tzuri
was
when they did the Priya
in the days of Yeshua Ben-Nun. Yeah, but he doesn't
understand why he had to do it. Why was he interested in doing Priya? Yeah. The Gemara has that Rabbi Shmuel had the two comments on Vayichad Yisrael. So one says Cherev Chada, that he was Malusov. The other one says Vayichad Nasib Sar Chidudim Chidudim. Hashem Chumash quotes the both Pshatim. Well, in the Chidudim Chidudim, even though he had been the guy, but when he heard about the terrible tragedy about the Nochem who died, so he was shaken up over that. So the Gemara says Amarab Hanadami Amarab Papa Hanadami Inshi. So you're going to say something about the Nochrim, so it's going to hurt him. It's going to hurt him. It's Dr. Trim, they told us that when the Miri Yeshiva was running away from the Nazis, so there were a few Talmidim from Germany. Yidden, from Germany, who were learning the Miri Yeshiva. So when they had the report that the Nazis were losing, so they said, how can it be? Our soldiers are losing. They knew the Nazis were killing and burning the Jews, millions of Jews. But their instinctive action, how can it be? The motherland. Our soldiers are losing the war. That's what the Gemara says. Everyone has the instinctive reaction like that. The Gemara talks about the Nisim that occurred, so many Nisim, when Sancheirov came with all of the over 2 million soldiers to wipe out Eretz Yisrael. So the Gemara assumes that it was only Sreifas Neshama of the group Kayim. So sounds like a machlokes Amorim, whether it was Sreifas Neshama of the group Kayim or the Tachas Kvodo Yokad Yikod Ki Kodesh. So the Gemara seems to, some of the Mefarshim on Yankel learned that this is a machlokes Amorim. Some said that it's like Sreifas Bnei Aharon, Sreifas Neshama v'Guf Kayim, the body remained. And others say, no, the body burned, but the begodim remained. Kvodo is Rabbi Yechon Kor Lemoni Mechabdusa. Rabbi Yechon used to refer to his clothing as Mechabdusa because the clothing enhanced the Kvod Ha'odom. If a person dresses decently, so he has more self-dignity and other people have more respect for him also. So Tachas Kvoida means that the begodim that they were wearing, the soldiers of Sancheirov, the begodim that they were wearing were not burnt. So what does it mean? The body was burnt and the begodim were not burnt. Or even the body was not burnt. So that's Treifus Neshama V'Gufkan. So it sounds like it's a machloikis in the Gemara. So some Amoraim wanted to be Magdal the Nes. They said it was a Nes B'toch Nes, that the body was burnt and the begodim were not touched. And the begodim were not burnt. And the other Amoraim say no, it's only Treifus Neshama V'Gufkan. Al-Kopan, the Gemara says that this Sancheirov, he planned, the Gemara says on our base, his plan was he's going to destroy the Migdush Al-Mat, he's going to destroy the Migdush Al-Mailon. He's going to go revolt against the Rebbe Shalom. He was Mecharek and Megadek and Kadosh Baruch Hu. And the Gemara quotes the Pasuk from Malach, and he says, Ato hamid baladi Hashem, olisi ala mokam azel ha-shchis, Hashem amari lai alei al ha-oretz azos v'hashchisa. The Rebbe Shalom told me in Nevuah that I should destroy Eretz Yisrael. Moshe said, what Nevuah? When Nevuah? What's he talking about? He never got a Nevuah. So he heard, he was, and Mishgeven came Navi. Moshe said, no, he overheard the Navi say, Yishai. Navi Yishai said, Yan ki mosa om hazez me hashiloach ochem liyad, umasosis ritzin and ben remal yohu. What does that mean? They rejected the me hashiloach. So what's the tushtel over here? They rejected the Me'ah Shiloh, the waters of the Shiloh was a river at the outskirts of Yerushalayim, a Mayon. They rejected the Mayon Shiloh, and they're supporting, they want to give over the whole Medina to Arafat. That's what it says. It's Tzina Ben Mirmalyo. One of them, someone want to give it over to the president of Egypt, they should give over Eretz to Egypt, and they want to give it over to Arafat, they want to give it over to the United Nations, whatever. So they would. What does it mean? They rejected Me'ah Shiloh. It's very modern. So the Gemara says, Rav Yosef always quotes the Targum. Tosis points out the first daf above the Kamar. Rabbi Yosef is always quoting Targum. He leaves the Sagin or whatever. So he says, if you don't know the Targum Yonison on this pasuk, Lahabi Dynamite Kamar. We don't know Pshat at all. What do you mean? They rejected Ne'ar Shiloh, ultimately. So the Targum says, they were revolting, they were rebelling against Chizkiyahu HaMelech, who was the descendant from Malchus Beis David, and he was Agam's final king. He was running the people, the Medaba Lahom B'niyach, he was leading the nation in a calm fashion, K'nei Shilocha D'Nagdim B'niyach, like the Me'a Shilocha Holchim Liyach. He was a very good Melech, there was nothing wrong, and they were bellyaching about Chizkiyahu HaMelech, and they were revolting. So they wanted to get rid of him and replace him to give away the whole Medina to the Arabs, give it away to all the neighbors. So that's what the Navi is infurious about. Muas Omer says, Me'a Shiloch, so the Navi says, he's going to cause Lochein, how does it continue on the wide lines? Lochein, Hine Hashem Ma'ala Aleim, Sneh Anor HaTzumim, Baruch Hashem is going to bring this big army and he's going to destroy it. So he heard that the Navi Yishayik is up. That the Ribbono Shalom is going to bring an army and going to destroy Eretz Yisrael. The Ribbono Shalom said it. So the Gemara says, so why did he deserve a punishment? The Gemara says on the third one, and my time he Yenish. So why did Sancheira punish what's wrong? He did the Shlichus of the Ribbono Shalom. That's what he said. Ribbono Shalom told us. He says, no, Novi, Aseres HaShvatim is Navi. The Novi was angry that Aseres HaShvatim should be punished. Ihu, this wise guy, Yaib Dakar, call Yerushalayim. He says, I'm going to destroy everything. That's really way more than what the Ribbono Shalom said. He says, I'm going to destroy the big Lashon Matan, I'm going to destroy the big Lashon Mailon. And he is Mecharif and the God of Es HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Gemara quotes the Pasuk on the 6th, 7th line from the top. Yad Malachecha Chiravto Hashem. He was cursing HaKadosh Baruch Hu and so on. So that's what, that's why his army was punished. So then what was the saving grace? If the Navi really said that they deserved, Yeshaya Navi said at what point that the Jews deserved to be punished, so what changed in the middle? So the Gemara says, one quotes Vayta Psukim from, it's interesting, that passage from Yeshaya chapter Ches, that the Gemara quotes, Me'a Shiloh HaHolchim Liyat. So there's a medrash on the passage, the word Liyat, Lamed Aleph Tes, is a gematria of 40. Lamed is 30, Aleph Tes is 10. So the Rashba and the Torah Sabbath quotes this. The Gemara says that a mikveh, in order to be mitar, has to have a boim sofa odom. Because you have to have maim shekol gufo elu behem bebasas. Can't stick in one arm and one leg and then stick your head in. You have to have the whole body submerged at one time. So the Rishonim have a machleg is the Rashba and the Torah Sabbath. And the first Torah Sabbath is about shchita, about basa becholim, and taruas. And then he has it about mikvois. So the first page is mikvois. The Rashba writes, there's a machleg is a Rishonim, whether a mayon needs a boim sofa tfilas odom or not. Because the Mishnah say the difference between a mayan and a mikveh is that a mikveh needs a boim sofa, a mayan does not need a boim sofa. So if the Rishonim say a mayan does need a boim sofa if you have kelim tmeim, if you table kelim, but if you table odom, you need mayim shekol gufo elben, you need a boim sofa. Now the Rishonim say no, even for tfilas odom, if he can fit into the mayan or less than a boim sofa, it's okay. So the Rashba brings a raya lahachmir, because the Mei HaShiloch was a Mayon Mei HaShiloch, and the Medrash says Liat. Liat is a gematria of 40. So you see that you need 40 Soh. Bring the Raya in the Medrash that has a gematria. It's a Raya that you need Aboim Soh, even for Tvila Sodom in a Mayon. For Tvila's Kentucky, you don't need Aboim Soh in a Mayon. That's Mishnah. So he says that Medrash goes on Tvila's Kem. So the Gemara says, what was the saving grace? What happened? From the time Yeshaya HaNavi said in Nevuah in chapter Ches that Bnei Yisrael are going to be punished because they're rejecting Malchus Beis David, which is such a wonderful Malchus, they deserve a punishment. And then all of a sudden, Sancheira's armies weren't given the Shlita to do anything. They all dropped dead overnight. They were all pegoremes. So the Gemara says, but change was that, the Gemara quotes the old psukim from Yeshaya. The Chubal Ol Mipnei Shomer. I'm going to quote a pasuk from Yeshaya chapter Yud. The Chubal Ol Mipnei Shomer, and the Chubal Ol Shel Sancher Mipnei Shomer Shel Chizkiyo, Shoyedolik Bevatik Nesiyas and Devatim and Roshes. Ne also, Chizkiyo HaMelech made a Torah program, and he insisted everybody has to learn Torah. and no atzcher of al pesach beis hamedrash and yomer, and he forced everybody. Komshenu is gibatera, he doke becherev zu. They're going to kill anybody who doesn't learn Torah. Very strange. The mafreshim is, what right does he have? Wait a minute, a person wants to go work for them. Hotabreri, you want to stay and learning alone. You want to go become a doctor, a lawyer, an engineer, an Indian chief, do whatever you want. How does he have a right to make such a din? Whoever doesn't want to learn is going to kill him. Chayv misa. So the Nitziv has a long arichas in the Hagdamah to the Shultas and the Kidmas Ha'enek. And the Mepharshim and Yankee basically say the same. The Nitziv has it barichas, yiseira, with many marmakermis, that the one of them is, the Gemara says, the Masechus Nida HaSefer, Vahasai, if you're the kruch min hashamayim, the Rabbanu Shalom said, Nishoisik b'zeh, lo yasik b'zeh. If you learn the Torah, then you'll be nitzal from the Chama. Cherib bo lo'adam al-bitul Torah. It's a Mishnah Pirkei Avos. But all wars, that's what the Nochem say, that the Jews are responsible for the Korean War, and the Vietnamese War, the First World War, Second World War, and all the wars, all our fault. So we always say it's not true. The Gemara says truth, and the matter is that it is true. There are different punishments that correspond to different areas. So the punishment, the oinish of war, is all because of little Torah. When the Yidden are not learning, then the Baruch Hu makes the war. So first makes the war in Vietnam, over there, very far away. That we should realize that we better be Yosef and Mocham to Shal Torah. We better get involved in this Mocham. It's either this Mocham or that Mocham. And if you don't get the hint, then it brings the Mocham closer. If you still don't get the hint, then he puts the Mocham by us. We get involved in the Mocham. And the only way to be nitzol is by sitting and learning. That's what the Nitziv has bariches to say about that. So the Nitziv says that's what he had. This was for the purpose of security. He was afraid that Samcher was going to come and destroy the whole country. So for the sake of security, the government has a right to pass emergency laws. So the emergency law was, we have to be nitzol on this Muhammad, so everybody has to learn Torah. So whoever is going to violate the Torah, as the government has a right to kill him because he's more than Malchus, because this is necessary for the security. So the Gemara says, Bodku, as the Gemara says, Midon Bal Be'er Sheva, from the north of Eretz Yisrael to the south of Eretz Yisrael, they didn't find an Amoritz. They checked from Givas Bar Antiporas, the two further cities in Eretz Yisrael, Motzotinu B'tinoikis, Ishvish Loi Bikin, B'Hilchus Tum B'Tara. They learned so much Torah. So that's what the Pasuk says, B'chu bal ol mifnei shomen. What's that? Shomen? So the Gemara says they were burning the midnight oil. They were burning the, apparently the Mefarshim said, the Ika learning is at night. That's the Gemara. But the Ika Hatzloch and learning is the learning that a person does at night. So they were burning the midnight oil. Ha'edolik, but you can see it's brought to Midrasha that everybody should learn by Yom HaBalayla. So that's why they were nitzal.
They bring the right.
Some remain.
Still
a
substantial
number of people. So then the Gemara says, after all of the soldiers dropped dead, so they had all of this shalom, usav shlalchem. They had so much shalom. So they had a shaila. What are they going to do with this shalom? Do they have a right to take it? Because a lot of the shalom that the soldiers had was stolen from the Yidden. So they had a shaila. Halomam and aseres hashvatim urim. Boy, are we allowed to take it, or should we divide it among the poor and give it to the aniyei umasoilim or something? Omalohem. So the Novi Yishai answers no. Kimeshe gave him shokik bo. So that's what the Gemara says. Amen Amoyach Tiharu B'Sichem. The Gemara has in parentheses around 8 lines from the bottom. What's Amen Amoyach Tiharu B'Sichem? Whenever there's Kibush Muhammad, whenever there's a major war, if a Ganav steals something from somebody, so that's Geneva. So it doesn't belong to the Ganav, it still belongs to the Nigla. But if you have one country wages war against the other and they win, so all of the shalom that they have belongs to them. So that's what the Gemara says. The Baruch Shalom commanded Bnei Yisrael, Atatz as well as Tizka bo Mochama. We're not allowed to take Amun Amoyav. But Sichon waged war against Amun Amoyav, and he was kind of their karka. So then when he waged war against Sichon, they took away Eretz Amun Amayev, that wasn't in violation of the din, that you're not allowed to take away Amun Amayev, because it no longer belonged to Amun Amayev. Amun Amayev, Tiharu Besilim. So the same over here, when the soldiers, when the armies of Sancheirev took all of the Sholol from the Aseres Hashvatim, all of the Sholol from the Aseres Hashvatim, so that was like also like Kibush Muhammad. There was like the Mishnah we mentioned, I think, 2 weeks ago. The Mishnah in the end of Bava Kam, that Amatzol min Anohar min Agayos. If there's a tornado and my automobile flies away and it lands in South Carolina or something, so whoever finds it can keep it. Abudim imenu v'kolodom, or it's a flood and everything, for all of my furniture floats away in the river. I have no idea where it is. Abudim imenu v'kolodom, so I lose my ownership. So too, Amatzol min Agayos. If there's a war, like after the Second World War, and people's property is found all over the world, so the din is that they lost their ownership. So that's what the Novi told Bnei Yisrael. What that one?
What the Goyim are doing today, they're giving back Jewish money. Is this connected
to the money in the banks?
Artwork.
So that the Germans took?
Artwork.
The artwork. The stomach, they were kind of the artwork. Certainly. I'll be doing Taka Dazim alone. Okay. You don't have to be in the price. Namukhoit. Namukhoit, we're in the price. Some Achrayim asked that kasha. How could the Yidden take Beis Haman? They took everything that belonged to Haman, Beis Haman. But if Haman was an Amaleki, you're not allowed to take, not only you have to kill Amaleki, you're not allowed to take anything that belongs to Amaleki. So how are they allowed to take their properties? And some Achrayim say that since he was Harugi Malchus and Harugi Malchus Nechseim Lamelach, Achashverish took it. So it's like Tiharu Achashverish. It was laundered through Achashverish. So they weren't taken directly Beis Haman. The government took Beis Haman, and then Achashverish gave it over to Mordechai Nesner. So then it was moot. That's what some Achrayim answer. Others give other answers. So then the Gemara has this vayta, this long agarata about the Muhammad that Sancheirev was going to wage against the Jewish people. So the Gemara says he was traveling and mamish like a kvitzas haderach, amar avuna, esem asos nosos arosha boso yama. One day, he traveled the distance that he really should have taken 10 days to travel. Why was that? So the Gemara says on the next daf that the astrologers told him, amale kaldoi, about 10 lines from the top of Tzadik Yemen Al. The astrologers told him, but the Gemara assumes that there was truth to it. A lot of times what the astrologers say is, lamala lama, it's tambaloni. But the Gemara assumes over here that it was true, that now is a Shas HaKosher, and if you wait till tomorrow, you lose your chance. The Rabbanu Shel Olam is still angry over Novi Rakode. Some I said from years before, hundreds of years before. Why Shaul HaMelech wiped out Novi Rakode? He killed all the Kohanim minus one. He left one Kohen alive. So the Rabbanu Shel Olam is angry at Bnei Yisrael, but his kas only goes till a certain day. So today's the last day. So the Baruch Shalom Epis allowed Sancheirev to come so quickly, 10 days travel in one day, and he reached the Yerushalayim, and he had the opportunity to destroy Yerushalayim in that one day. And then they asked Sancheirev, should we destroy Yerushalayim today? Where's the Gemara? Amri, about 20 lines from the top of Tzadik Hemet Al. Should we destroy Yerushalayim today? He says, nah, this Yerushalayim, tiny little city. He looked at the city of Gonish. He said, this is what I brought 2.5 million soldiers to destroy Yerushalayim. This is what the whole world is talking about. So Gonish, nothing here. Somehow he had a misunderstanding of what was going on. So he says, yeah, we'll wait till tomorrow. And he had 2 million soldiers. He says, every soldier will take out one stone from the wall. There won't be any Yerushalayim. There isn't going to be any war. And that was the night that all the soldiers dropped dead, and there was Pegorim Mason the next month. Hine Pegorim Pegorim Mason. So the Gemara says, what happens? There's a common expression, Bas Dina, Batal Dina. If you wait overnight, if you have Halonas Adin, so it'll be bottled. In other words, the Rebbeinu Shalom was angry, but there's a limit how long it's going to last. So that was the last day that he was angry about Novi Rakoi. The next day was Ois. The Rebbeinu Shlom made this Kvitzat Derech to enable Sancheriv to destroy Yerushalayim only on that day. He waited till the next day was Ois. That's Taka the Achreinim, I think the Mashur. Rabbi Mefarshim say that's Taka the Din of Halbanas Adin. The Din is that Tzedek Yolimbo. The Navi says, "Tzedek Yolimbo, you have to have Halbanas Adin, the Din in Vosh, you have to wait till overnight." Even though the Bezin, let's say, had a vote today, and it's 20 to 3, you have a Sanhedrin of 23. Now, Dan in the Foshin, so it's a split vote. 20 say Chai Misa, and 3 say that he's Potter from Misa. So it's all right, you know, 20 to 3 says give him Misa. So then is you have to wait till tomorrow, think it over. What are you going to think over? Maybe somebody will change their mind. That's Taka the cancer, Bras Dina, Bottle Dina. If you think it over overnight, there's a chance that someone will change their mind. So here, what change was, the Rebbeinu Shlom's cast was over. He wasn't angry anymore. So the Gemara talks about Novi Rakoyanim. What was the Novi Rakoyanim? Was when Shaul HaMelech heard that David had run away from him and he was hiding in Novi Rakoyanim. He was starving, he was hungry. He was Achaz HaBulnes and he asked him for food. He didn't have any food to eat. So the Kohanim gave him the Lechem HaPanim. He was a Chol HaMesukim. So they gave him food. So when Shaul heard about that, he was aghast. Why they saved his enemy, so he wiped out the whole city of Novi Rakoyanim. The Gemara says, Shaul HaMelech deserved the punishment. The people deserved the punishment. Why they helped that Shaul? The soldiers, the army deserved. Was his David HaMelech shuldig? David HaMelech is the victim over here. He's innocent. So the Gemara says, no. If someone else is Nena Shal Yadi, so I also deserve an enemy. So the Gemara says, a whole agarate, 30, 40 line agarate that David HaMelech was told he also deserves an enemy. Because Shaul Ubana were all punished and all the Novi Rakan were all killed because they saved him. So he also deserves it. And she was given a choice. He was given a choice. How does the Gemara say? Ritzenche here, the last narrow line before the white line. They gave him an option. Ritzenche yichlu zarecha or timosu biyaroyev. Ostabrere, either the suffering will be that you will be given over into the hands of the Palestinians or that your children will be wiped out. So people love their children more than they love themselves. So he says, don't touch my children, let me suffer. So then he started to suffer. He thought the child is not going to be religious at all. Then the milah is not Dechah Shabbos. So the Shach puts up a whole fuss. He says, we don't follow that. The child is Jewish and there's a mitzvah. Milah is not Dechah Shabbos. But the Mechab is quoting all the Goyim. The Mechab didn't invent the Goyim and Rishayim. So that's what Doruch HaShulchan explains, that there are two parts to the mitzvah milah. One part to the mitzvah milah, you have to do this surgery for whatever reason. You have to do the milah, and that applies even Avraham Avinu has to be mal the children who are not even Jewish. The Bnei Keturah are not Jewish. He just told Kibi Yitzchak Parla Chazera. Yitzchak and the Bnei Keturah are not Yiddish. According to the Rambam, Mara Yehonazet, the Bnei Keturah is still Mechuyim. So that's one mitzvah. But then you have the other mitzvah that the Frumi Yidden have, that the mitzvah of milah is supposed to be Nichlusel Yud Gimel Brises, means that this is the Haskalah of the Chinuch of the child. So that's what's Dechah Shabbos. That's what's Dechah Shabbos. So that's why we say two brachas. The Rishonim ask Akasha, the Tosfos really asks, at the end of Perek HaBlezer the Mila, the Gemara says, you say the bracha, Ala Mila, Sheikh Shabbos, Ala Mila, and then you say, Achnis HaBrisa Shal Avraham Avinu. So he says, where do you find the mitzvah? Will you say two brachas? Shal Yad and Shalosh, you're doing two.